This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An Akron heavy metal band that broke onto the national scene in the early 2000s is trying to help other local bands get out of their parents' basements and into other cities. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to brothers Dan and Mike Beck about their website, OurStompinggrounds.com. Around 2005, Facemaker went from playing Akron clubs to traveling the country on their own tour bus, opening for popular rock bands like Drowning Pool in huge venues. And they learned all the things not to do while trying to get to the top. Now back home with day jobs and kids, Dan and Mike Beck have launched a website to help other bands navigate the music industry. Dan, what did you experience during the height of Facemaker's success?
We got beat up a lot in the industry. We started out as a local band, and we started moving out of the area. We found it hard to break into other markets and other cities. To do that, we had to actually physically go to the city and start talking to other bands. How do you get out of your mom's basement, and then how do you get into your city, and then how do you get out of your city? It's really hard to do because people in other cities, like other bars and venues, they don't want bands from other cities because those bands don't draw a crowd. Those bands don't make them money. So what we want to do is give these other bands an opportunity to get to other cities by playing with established bands who are already in those cities.
And Mike, how did you get on board with this? Because obviously Dan's your brother. Why does this matter to you?
Well, you know, these guys started out in a band, and, you know, I was their roadie. We look at it as we don't want a band to focus on the business side of the music, because then that detracts away from them actually making music. We want bands to make music, to enjoy making music, and to get out there and make more music. You know, a high school kid playing drums or guitar, they don't know the first thing to do, you know, and like these guys did, they're going to learn it the hard way, and we want to skip that step.
And Dan, there's a big difference between just enjoying playing music and then trying to make it a career.
The business side of the music industry is no fun. When you get out there and start playing and you see how many people are in this industry to just take your money, there's just so many crooks. And we've had that happen to us. We've had a lot of people, you know, promise things, not deliver, money up front for stuff, pay to play. So that's why we set this site up.
Well, and especially in the digital age, where there's so many things on the internet that bands can just stumble upon and just say, well, this looks great.
Right.
And fall into a trap.
And it's also easy to get swallowed up. Like if you look at Facebook, which is a great tool, by the way, to promote your band, but how many bands are on Facebook?
Yeah.
Thousands, hundreds of thousands, you know, millions probably. And then you have all your friends, you have all these other promoters and producers and everything else. And it's really easy to get lost in the soup of Facebook.
That being said, with so much out there, is that a challenge for you with this website, OurStompingGrounds.com, to get noticed?
It is. A lot of people, they'll see our website and it's up 100% free, because local bands have other things to worry about than paying $50 a month for a website that may or may not get them somewhere. So we eliminated that. Mm-hmm. But getting the word out to get on this website for it to be free, it's tough to do because been hornswoggled, I guess, by all these other websites that are out there.
What all can happen on this website?
The show swap is our main feature. Let's say a band playing in Kent signs up for a show at a venue and they need opening acts. They can post that they have opening act spots. So if you're a band in Pennsylvania and you're looking to get a foothold in Ohio, you can search by radius, you can search by genre, you can search by zip code, and you can find shows and play them. You can basically set up a tour across the country just sitting at your desk at home.
Taking the business side of music out of the hands of local bands, which is a difficult task.
It's really hard to do. I still want to develop the scene and get other people out there to feel the same passion that we had when we were playing. And there's no feeling like stepping out on stage in front of 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And they're all screaming for you. And you can make that happen with the right tools and the right drive and effort.
Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
That's Dan and Mike Beck of OurStompingGrounds.com. You can find links and more information at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.